Ukraine continues. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Iran claims responsibility for missile strikes in Iraq that came close to an American consulate compound.
The attack near the Iraqi city of Erbil is being called by Iran retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria. No injuries were reported. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Fox News Sunday said she doesn't feel the consulate was the target.
Very glad that our facilities are secure, that everybody's accounted for, that no one has been hurt or killed. But all of that said, this is great concern.
Deputy Secretary Sherman said, among other things, this was an attack on Iraqi sovereignty. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome on Monday. The meeting comes as concerns grow that China is amplifying Russian disinformation in the Ukraine war. This, as an American journalist was killed in Ukraine.
Some really unfortunate news to report from Ukraine. Just outside the city in a town called Irpin, where there are refugees trying to get out of harm's way, and two Americans were shot today and one killed, both journalists. That's as far as we know in terms of the information that we have right now and can confirm. But to give you a sense of this area, there have been many journalists, including our own crews there over the past week, documenting what's happening as Ukrainian forces try to hold a front line from the Russian advance.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Meanwhile, gas prices are skyrocketing.
$4.59 if you want to pay with a credit card for a gallon of gas here in Connecticut. Americans starting to really feel the pain at the pump. Prices soaring to record highs never before seen here in the U.S. National average for a gallon jumping to $4.32 yesterday. The cost for some hitting nearly $7.
Fox's Todd Pirro. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, the Republican supermajority in the West Virginia legislature has failed to pass a controversial bill restricting how race is taught in public schools before a midnight deadline. After weeks of debating and advancing proposed bills, lawmakers had waited until late Saturday to give final approval to several hot-button pieces of legislation. A Senate spokesperson said lawmakers voted to approve the Anti-Racism Act of 2022 just after midnight, meaning it has no path to becoming law. However, lawmakers were able to pass legislation barring parents from seeking abortion care because they believe their child will be born with a disability. Plus, heading out on a trip for spring break? There's something the TSA wants you to know. Fox's Jill Nato has that story.
You've heard the horror stories about unruly passengers that have forced flights to turn around. Passengers who assault or threaten airline crew members can face fines up to $37,000 per violation. Now that more people are flying out for spring break trips, the Transportation Security Agency is asking you to be respectful. They've also issued a list of tips they say you should follow for an efficient security experience, like continue to wear a face mask, pack food in a clear bag, and don't bring your firearm to a security checkpoint. That needs to go into your checked luggage. Till NATO, Fox News.
And several congressional Democrats are concerned about the proposed merger of Frontier and Spirit Airlines. Fox's Ted Lindner reports.
Some Democrats say the deal announced last month would lower competition amongst budget airlines, leading to reduced customer service and higher airfares. They want President Biden to consider blocking it. The lawmaker group raising objections to the merger includes Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The merger would make the combined airline the nation's fifth largest airline by market share. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.